The feeling of being wonderful and being wanted and liking yourself from time to time is present in all of us. The feeling that we are pretty nice people, that we are pretty good, in fact, that we are superior. That's in many of us most of the time. However, it goes away. That feeling of being wonderful, that feeling of being very special, it goes away, and we feel very much down in the depths. We feel in a hole. We feel at a loss for things. We wonder why that is. Now, why is it that one minute we can be high and the next minute we can be feeling low? We wonder, why is that? You look at the stock market. One minute it's up, another minute it's down. Well, let's just look at the stock market. The stock market is kind of an interesting thing. In the stock market, the stocks are, let's just say, Amgen. That's a pharmaceutical type of operation, and they make special drugs for many different things. And so they have a new drug that's out now, and the new drug is for, let's say, weight loss. That's easy. For weight loss. And people are very excited about the weight loss drug. And it is so wonderful. And then one person dies using that drug. Of course, they use many other drugs. But using that drug, they die. And so instantly, they put a ban on Amgen, and they put a ban on that particular drug. And they say, it has to be investigated more thoroughly, and this and that. And then they investigate it. And so meanwhile, the market goes, doing, you know, on Amgen, goes dropping down into the hole. Now, Amgen did not change. Amgen did not do better or worse. Amgen merely had one of its children being observed and checked. One of its products being observed and checked and was said to be perhaps not faulty. You know, it caused a death. And then time goes on. The market stays a little low. It comes back up a little bit because people forget that that happened. And then all of a sudden the story comes out that it was not Amgen's product that caused the death. What had caused the death was that this woman had taken six reducing pills at one time from six different companies, you know. And that she said, if one is good, a lot must be better. And I want to get rid of this weight. I've got to be so many pounds by Thanksgiving so that I'll be able to eat more turkey. You know? And people do silly things. They really do. And so Amgen took the blow because this woman had used bad judgment. Okay. Zroop, up goes Amgen, stopped again with no reason at all. No reason at all that it should have gone down. No reason that it should have gone up. Except that people believed in it, and then they didn't believe in it. And then they believed in it, and then they didn't believe in it. We believe in ourselves, and then we don't believe in ourselves. We believe in ourselves, and we don't. With the stock market, vroom, 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 up and down, just like a wave in the ocean. And we say, wow, you know, I understand that. I understand that people believe in it, and then they don't believe in it, and they invest in it, and then they take out their investments, you know. I understand that. Well, hey, let's understand that about ourselves, too. Our emotions, our attitudes in our mind and heart are far stronger than any stock market thing. And if you see the stock market go whoop and then down and whoop and then down, imagine what's happening inside of us every time we believe in ourselves or we don't believe in ourselves. When we believe in ourselves, wow, we're power. We can accomplish anything. And we stand straight and tall. We can have been lying in our sick bed not more than a moment before. And we jump out of that bed and we say, I'm fantastic. And we are. Or we can say, it ain't worth living. I got this pain in my stomach. I got this situation. It ain't worth living. And you just go down and down and down. And then people come in the room and they say, hey, you're not looking too good. What's your problem? You know? Oh, I tell you. And then And other people come, oh, you're not looking too good. Pretty soon you're on the bottom, you know. I want to die. And then, Mr. Daniel, they bring your little grandchild in. And your little grandchild looks at you and says, Grandpa, why do you look so sad? Not sick. Why do you look so sad? And Grandpa says, well, Sonny, that's the way it is. But Grandpa, I love you. I want you. I need you. Don't go away on me. Don't leave me, Grandpa. I like you. And Grandpa's getting a little bit of adrenaline going there, you know. And if the kid really is a powerhouse like he can be, and little kids can be, and he says, Grandpa, I love you. I want you. Grandpa, let's go fishing. Grandpa, you know, let's go do this that we love to do. Grandpa, Grandpa, Grandpa. And before you know it, Grandpa's sitting on the edge of his bed and saying, well, I don't know what's wrong with me. It's all mental. And all things are mental, you know. No matter how much they're caused by physiological functions or by chemicals or drugs or other things, it's all mental. It's all, we give up or we take control. Now, how long do you want to live? Only if I got a healthy body. Well, you can only have a healthy body if you give it to yourself. And you don't have a healthy body because of food. You don't have a healthy body because of vitamins. You don't have a healthy body because of a nice wife or husband. You don't have a healthy body because you live in a good society where you got lots of medical help from the doctors and hospitals and stuff like that. You live in a healthy body because you like yourself. If you live in a cesspool, what happens? You know what a cesspool is. It's a toilet. If you live in a cesspool, then you got all the bad stuff in the world around you. And you just go down in the drain. But if you live in your heavenly self with positive thinking, positive ideas about yourself, a love for yourself, and if you, Grandpa, don't leave me. I got to go to the baseball game with you tomorrow, you know? Grandpa, you promised. What's he going to do? I mean, is he going to let his grandson down? You know? We are the ones who create our world. We are the ones who give our life drama, action, power and peace and purpose. Now, what purpose have you given your life? And what purpose have you taken away from your life because you feel sorry for yourself? Something's not going your way. The people said, you Amgen, you killed that lady. You know? I didn't do anything. It's just, you know, one of our chemicals. The FDA already approved it and all that kind of stuff. No, I don't believe it. See, I don't believe it. And then they find out it wasn't so. But if you tremble and shake and begin to worry, say, oh my God, what's going to go after? Everything's going. Sure enough, the whole thing falls into the sewer and you right along with it. But if you stand firm and you say, hey, I know. You know, you're not probably too familiar with this, and I'm happy you aren't, but the Enron situation was one of the biggest stock market fiascos in recent years. And they took many people down with them. Their investments and so forth went down. Well, now, in the Enron situation, let's just say, for instance, there were six people who were the head, you know, the bookkeeper, the president, the CEO, and all of these things, you know, these six people. Okay. Not one of them has gone to prison. Not one of them has been found doing something improper. Not one. Not one. They found one person who is number seven man. He is the assistant bookkeeper. And he admitted to doing something wrong. But they thought that they would give him an easy out on his sentence if he'd rat on the other guys. And he said, they did nothing. He said, I did that. And he got 5 years. But the thing is, $6 billion perhaps went through his hands, and how much went through the whole operations hands? You know, that's a big, big deal. And six people who were the top were untouched. And perhaps they did nothing. We should not judge. We have no information to judge by, but perhaps they did nothing. And let's just say they did nothing. And that is why they are untouched. The federal government is doing their utmost to prove these people did some improper business practices, but they have been unsuccessful. Now, that is marvelous. That is marvelous. And I'm not saying that they're right or wrong, but I'm just saying perhaps those people did unwittingly be a part of an organization that did something like that. Although we are responsible for our children, we are responsible for our company, for our world, and some companies take responsibility very positively. When the company is blamed for doing something, they take responsibility. But you see, perhaps, and we should be wise to think of it, they did nothing. Interesting. Now, it's emotion. Now, why doesn't the hue and cry of humanity say, crucify them? Because that is no longer the way things are done. Now there is compassion. Now there is understanding. Now, unfortunately, there but for the grace of God go I, the statement might be, have you done anything that you should have been crucified for sometime in your life and you weren't? Have you said some unkind thing to someone that you shouldn't have? Have you stolen from someone that you shouldn't have? Maybe it was a paperclip, you know? Maybe it was money. Maybe it was anything. Have you stolen their love and their affection and misused it? You know? Have you borrowed their property and then broke it and then returned it to them broken without feeling you had to repair it? You see? So, Jesus' statement, let him who is without sin cast the first stone. And they all disappeared. And so it is with society. They cannot cast too many stones upon the people in the world who are doing their best and failing, but doing their best. Now, we should learn to do the same with ourselves. If we make a mistake, take that mistake and let it be a feather in the breeze and gone forever, never to be found again. We don't want to make it be a heavy weight around our neck as we repeat it again and again and again that I did something dumb, I did something dumb. Forget it. Go on and do something good. Do something not dumb, something wonderful. Because all of us are beautiful, fabulous, wonderful people. And it's up to us to put the cause in motion for the kind of life we want to live. And that begins right now. Thank you for letting me share with you. I love you very much. Have a great day. Thank you.